The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of offering that only the priests could lawfully eat and shared it with his companions?" Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. A little tiny thought for you this morning about one little line, just this little line: "The Sabbath was made for man." Let's take a closer look at that line, okay? So if I were to take an informal poll asking people, what things does Jesus talk about more than anything else? I bet you people would say things like, Jesus talk about love your neighbor, and he talks about forgiveness, and he talks about prayer. I bet you very few people would realize that one of the things Jesus talks about more than anything else is the Sabbath. That comes up 20 times in the gospel. Jesus is always talking about the Sabbath. Why is a Sabbath so important? Why is a Sabbath such an important topic? Well, could I answer that for you by giving you kind of a mundane example? Who here has heard of date night? Right? Everybody's heard of date night, right? You get these people, they're 10 years married, 20 years married, 30 years married, and they'll still have date night in which they will clear their schedules, get up, leave the house, go someplace special in which they can spend time with one another, prioritizing the most important relationship in their life, date night. Well, you could say that date night was God's idea first, okay? Because the idea of clearing your schedule and getting up and going someplace else to prioritize the most important relationship in your life is what the Sabbath day is all about. In fact, when God called his people, when he called the Israelites, very first thing he did was establish a Sabbath day. Very first thing. You know, when Moses went to Pharaoh back in the book of Exodus, he didn't ask first and foremost to get up and leave Egypt. The first thing he asked for was for a Sabbath day. That's all Moses wanted. Let's have one day in which we don't work, in which we can just focus on God. And when Pharaoh said, "No, you can't have that. In fact, I'm going to increase the amount of work that you have to do so that you'll have no time to focus on the Word of God." That's when Moses led the Israelite people out of Egypt. That's when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt, was to create a Sabbath day. So when Jesus says the Sabbath was made for man, first and foremost, the most important thing that he means when he says that is that it's a day for us to remember who we are. You know, without your memory, you don't even have an identity. If I could subtract your memory from you, you wouldn't know any relationship you have or any of your past. You wouldn't even be yourself. And the idea here is that if we forget our relationship with God, we are not our true selves. So the commandment in the Old Testament was to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. And that's interesting, is the word "keep." In Hebrew, the word is shamar, and literally it means to guard. Now, in the temple in Jerusalem, if you go back to Old Testament days, the temple in Jerusalem, there's a great big wall around the temple. Great big wall. And they built this wall to guard the temple. It was the exact same word that was used in the second commandment, in the third commandment. Shamar, to guard. What are you guarding the temple against? Guarding it against attackers? Guarding it against invaders? No. You're guarding it against secularism.
You're guarding it against becoming like any other building in town. So they lopped off all this space. It couldn't be used for anything else, so that when you entered that space, you knew you were in a sacred space. That's what God says to do with the Sabbath day. So how do you guard the Sabbath day? What do we need to do to guard the Sabbath day? Because, I mean, currently, you know, there's no difference for people between a Saturday and a Sunday. In fact, the entire concept of a weekend is never a Christian idea. It's just the combination of the Jewish Sabbath day and the Christian Sabbath day. But for most people, practically speaking, the only difference between Saturday and Sunday is that on Saturday you watch college football and on Sunday you watch the pros. Okay. So what can you do to make the Sabbath day holy, to guard it and keep it? Well, the first one I don't even need to tell you is you go to Mass, right? You're in church on a Tuesday morning. You don't need me to tell you that. So over and above going to Mass, over and above coming to Mass, what do we do to... Can I just give you three tiny little examples that you might want to do to guard and protect the Sabbath day? First of all, wherever it's possible, avoid commerce. Sometimes it's not possible to avoid commerce, but wherever it's possible, avoid commerce, because somebody somewhere has to get up and go to work, just like it's any other day of the week, to keep that store open. Okay. Secondly, in as much as it's possible, clear your schedule. Now, there's always been exceptions to that, people who have to perform emergency services and things like that, and people who work to keep the Sabbath day for others. You know, worst day of the week when you're a priest, I get up at 4:30 on Sunday morning to be bright and alive and, you know, full of sunbeams at 7:30 in the morning and ready to preach. And I often think that our youth group is very much in that same spirit. Some people will work so that other people can have a Sabbath day. That's fine. But wherever it's possible, clear your schedules to make that day different from it. And that means you work more on the other days of the week. And thirdly, create habits and rituals. Now, these things you can customize for yourself, but when God created a Sabbath day, he created rituals and habits. And I think if we want to keep a Sabbath day, we want to create rituals and habits. They could be things that you do together as a family. They could be things that you do together in prayer. I'll give you one of my little rituals. I get up and take an extended walk every Sunday, weather permitting, because it's almost like prayer for me, right? An extended, you create your own habits and rituals to keep the Sabbath day different from every other day. Pope John Paul II spoke more than any other pope about the new evangelization. And if I haven't told you before, the new evangelization is the idea that the world doesn't really believe the gospel anymore, and we have to kind of start over, proclaiming the gospel as if for the very first time. And when he said this, he wrote an apostolic letter called Dies Domino, the Day of the Lord, and we said the very first thing we need to do is recapture the Sabbath. Because if we don't remember who we are, we'll have nothing to offer other people. Okay, so it's just a little tiny, perhaps an untapped source of strength for you. Don't worry about the culture and what everybody else out there is doing or not doing. Like everything else in the spiritual life, let's begin with ourselves to recapture the spirit of the Sabbath, the most important day of the most important relationship in our lives. We'll ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Agnes, pray for us.